Hello, hello. Today I've got a very special guest. Musician, composer, drama tutor, and very talented Isaac Cavallaro. Hello, Isaac.
How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. How are you, Isaac?
Very good. It's very good to be home in Brisbane. Very happy to see my friends and family. So, very good.
And Isaac has a very big news for us. He just released his single, Just Keep Dancing.
Okay, well, this is interesting because I haven't actually formally released it, but it's, I mean, I've shared it with some people. I'm kind of doing it a little less, I'm conforming a little less. It's not really the typical releasing way, so I guess it's out there. Some people have it, but I'm not really significant enough for people to leak it, so. I think I'm going to put it quote-unquote officially on my social medias, etc. later this week, and then we'll see how it goes.
So that means that 4ZZZ has a big privilege.
For sure.
To have your single.
Yes, I think you're one of the few people to have it, for sure.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For such an honor.
No, you guys are very supportive and you have very good ethics musically and supporting local musicians. You know, from day one, you guys have supported my music. So this one has got the most significant story of any of the tunes of this solo project that I've done. It's hard to kind of compress it, but I'll do my best. Essentially, a very close friend of mine, she's 24 now, but she was 23 when this happened. She was working with me on the cruise ship, which is what is my bread and butter, playing drums. And she was a dancer, and just one day we're working, having fun, being young. And the next day she was off the ship with medical issues, and then we found out she had leukemia. And that is a really hard thing to swallow when there's no real signs. It just sort of happens. I mean, in hindsight, there were signs in terms of physically, but we really did not consider that conclusion. And so essentially my way of dealing with things and contributing is music. So I wanted to create something that was very happy and personal, but not too personal that it can't be shared and relatable. But essentially it was my way of trying to create something at least a little bit positive in the middle of quite a life-changing negative in general experience for this girl, Julie.
You've got a big heart. Musician with a big heart.
Kind of. But yeah, so I made a film clip as well with it, and that's the first time. And again, both the song and the clip, if you watch them and listen, I think the intentions is very clear. It's my most feel-good, just straight-ahead, fun music, you know? Nothing very complicated or intellectual. Just trying to make you smile and feel like, hey, let's dance and make the most of this, you know? It's definitely no direct kind of influences. It just, I think being in the Caribbean and hearing lots of, being in that environment, lots of colors and lots of happy reggae and colorful, I don't know, percussion type sounds, it kind of bled through that. But just in general, was the theme was, because she's a dancer, to, you know, just keep dancing. And the music then was to feed that feeling. So a tempo that makes you want to dance, and harmonically stuff that just makes you not hopefully lose interest too quickly, but not make you have to analyze it or think, what is he doing here?
Yeah. You
know? It's pretty straightforward, you know?
Yeah, true. You want it to sound like the world is giving you a hug.
Yeah.
Is this the case with this song, Just Keep Dancing?
Yeah, I mean,
give the hug to the world?
Yeah, like, I think this one is, yeah, they all have that intention. I think sonically they kind of don't necessarily sound exactly like the same kind of musical artist sometimes. I question whether there's like a real cohesive thing, but it's hard as your own, you know, listening to your own thing. But that, I have this real relationship with water, and I want things to feel like you're swimming and like you're getting a hug from the ocean or something. And I don't know if it's really clear in Just Keep Dancing, but at least the intention and the feel-good vibes is hopefully sonically like a hug. That sounds fairly tacky, but that's kind of what I'm going for. I started working on it before the cruise ship, and it was just like an idea. And then when I had the idea to make something for Julie and her family, I was working on stuff, and I stumbled across this idea and was like, okay, I can work with this. So it was spawned before the cruise ship, but it really became a song on the ship. And it's really interesting because I had to record all these things, you know, the vocals and the saxophone and guitar on a cruise ship with like a USB Yeti microphone and just the most unprofessional conditions ever. And I think it's rewarding that even though you can probably hear that, it still works, you know? You still get the end product, even if it's not great conditions.
Shall we hear it now?
Yeah.
This is the new single from Isaac Cavallaro, Just Keep Dancing.
Not too sure which way to go. Life is challenging your limits with every rising of the sun. Just stand tall until you claim the prize that you've already won. In the world it seems against us. We feel the rhythm in our hearts. The time is now, the moment's here. You can't stop it once we start singing. God, it takes for life. Let go and feel alive.
I was recently in New York and tried to do that thing where you write a song a day, and I've got a bunch of stuff now that I'm quite happy with that sounds significantly different to the songs I've released so far, and looking to get a good friend of mine, David Spry, to sing on some. He's actually working on one at the moment, I think, hopefully. He said he was.
Well, Dre, review on your music. It's like the sun swimming in the ocean, or the sun is breaking through the rain clouds.
Right, right. That was Dom Alessio. He's a very nice guy. I mean, I've actually never hung out with him personally, but online. And his show, he's very friendly and supportive. He quoted that on Stolen Moments, and he was the first guy to play the music on Triple J. And I'm, you know, very grateful for him to support the music.
And now I've written down something.
Oh, right.
How great. I feel when I listen to Stolen Moments.
Right.
Hello, David. We miss you.
Yeah, man.
He moved to Melbourne.
Yeah.
After listening to Stolen Moments, it's like traveling through the universe and reaching for the distant planets.
Ooh.
David's velvety voice and Isaac's magical music takes you on a cosmic journey to the galaxy.
Wow. That's fairly funny, because I'm, among some of my close friends, borderline insane with my concepts of maybe considered conspiratorial, and it's in my family genes, but thinking about the cosmos and the universe and maybe overanalyzing theories and concepts that are not necessarily relevant to feeling like a balanced human being, but I find it rewarding. So maybe that seeped through in Stolen Moments, this idea that I am more intelligent about the cosmos than I really am.
Yeah, very beautiful. So sci-fi, and really takes you to some far away place.
It makes you feel like science fiction, Stolen Moments.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. God, I gotta stop.
You forget about reality, and yeah, you can really enjoy that and relax.
I like the idea of making people listening to music and looking at the clouds and daydreaming. I like daydreaming a lot. So if the song made you daydream, then that's great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. Final song, Stolen Moments.
Oh my God.
Featuring David Spry.
Oh my God.
And Isaac Cavallaro.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Question why I'd like to think I'd have you.